Hello and welcome to the Cucumber Marketing Podcast. My name is Helen Stepchuk and I'm the Director of Freshness at Cucumber Marketing. If you are one of our existing cool clients, welcome, welcome. Thank you for tuning in and listening. And if you are not familiar with Cucumber Marketing, welcome as well. And I hope you enjoy our podcast. First of all, I will share a little bit about us and why we decided to start this podcast. This is our first recording. This is an intro to the whole podcast. So this is what I will be talking about today. A little bit about Cucumber Marketing, how we're different, what we have to offer, and what to expect from this podcast, and why you definitely should subscribe and keep listening. First of all, since this is an intro to the podcast, I will use this opportunity to give an intro to Cucumber Marketing. Why we're called Cucumber? What is the deal here? And here's a question for you. Did you know that cucumber is actually, it's correct to say, it's a fruit and it's a vegetable? So funny, maybe not funny, fun fact, a funny story, but fun fact. When I started Cucumber almost 11 years ago, 2008, I was thinking about the name for the business and I looked up what was going on, what kind of names competition was choosing at the time. And I noticed a trend in specifically in the marketing and advertising agencies space. A lot of people were using very, I will say loud and I don't know, I want to say pretentious wording that would communicate best and prestige and things that are bigger than life, impressive, shiny, beautiful, delicious. I won't name names specifically, but that was the general idea, that general landscape of naming at the time that I noticed. And I wanted our agency to be different. Surprise, surprise. And of course, that would start with the name. So I was thinking, what would be a complete opposite name of all the deliciousness that I'm seeing online? And at first I thought of potato marketing. And then I was thinking, okay, maybe it's a little bit too radical. And cucumber came to my mind. Of course, I looked up if a domain name was available. Of course, it was a big deciding factor back in 2008, and it is more of a factor these days. So Cucumber Marketing was available and I started looking up a little bit more. You know, when you name a brand, of course you look up and see what comes up with the search in Google and see what it stands for and how you can play and use that name and marketing down the road and brand and what it could grow into. And of course, growing and growth and business growth, personal growth, cool and fresh, and all of that started coming to me. And I thought, okay, well, you know what, that does make sense. Cucumber is fresh and cool and very interesting, and it's always going to be a good conversation starter. So I think I definitely achieved that, because it's always is a great conversation starter. Plus, of course, the growth part that goes beyond growing a business, because its growth is always multidimensional. It happens, well, it starts on a personal level and then it expands into a business. So that definitely became the foundation of the agency, the focus on personal growth and development and literally growing from that space. Because if we cultivate and we grow internally as professionals, as individuals, then we have more to offer professionally. So, and this is how the name came to be, cucumbers. Versatile cucumbers are down to earth. They're all about the essence. They're not pretentious. They're cool and they're fun because they're versatile. And the main idea behind it was to create the space for high achieving individuals to grow and to be themselves and to learn new things and to experiment and try new things. And this is what digital marketing is all about, right? It's always something new, and this very podcast is the result of that thinking, trying something new. And that's how spontaneously we decided to launch a podcast during one of our monthly meetings that we have, month in review huddles. We discuss what we should stop or start or keep doing in the coming month. This is a good way to look at a big picture as an agency, how we work together as a team, how we achieve the goals that we promised to our clients. And we always think, what is the fresh aspect, something fresh that we can start and try. And of course, our own marketing came up and podcasts started circulating as an idea, because these days people consume information on the go. Content is being absorbed really fast, not very much sitting down and reading kind of reception of information, but it's more of listening and reading on the go and on a mobile device. So here we are, trying new thing. Full disclaimer, because it's a spontaneous decision, it is going to be every next podcast is going to be a little bit different format, perhaps. We don't know yet. And I say we because it's, for now, it's me. And we'll see who else will join in next time. Perhaps one of the cool cucumbers will join in, or they will have a conversation to share, or perhaps we'll have our clients to join in, share their perspective, their learnings from their business. So we don't know exactly, and we're not afraid to say it. We don't know exactly how it's going to look, but we do know that we are going to try something new, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting because we will aim to provide fresh, real life experience without much of filtering and editing, and it will be in a style of a conversation that we will be offering to you guys. This is the plan for now. Anyways, speaking of plans, this will be one of the probably early conversations, how to write a marketing strategy, a marketing plan these days, because again, everything is moving so fast. It's impossible to really write a solid marketing plan for the next 12 months and then expect to execute it exactly how you write it. You always want to have some room for fresh thinking while, very important, keeping things inside the box. Thinking inside the box, also going to be one of the topics. Right? How do you keep what you know, your own experience? Because as we say always, you are the best marketer for your business. And a marketing agency is here to only help you to organize things, organize the process, keep you focused, keep everyone focused on the team in the right direction, aligning with the business goals, and take those ideas and taking your business experience and formulating and articulating that through marketing platforms. So marketing planning will be one of the topics. Marketing planning, marketing strategy, how it is different from, you know, even when we started in 2008, how we created marketing strategies and plans back then, and what's happening now, best practices and practical tools. Of course, a big portion will be focused on execution This is something that is, I personally feel like, sometimes being missed a lot. Processes and documents and reporting and things like that. How do we keep on track in our marketing? There's definitely always could be a room for improvement in terms of execution and then reporting and then circling back to sales and your revenue, of course, right? So, and this could be a very vulnerable conversation and vulnerable question, right? And I am throwing this word vulnerability in there, as I'm sure you probably already heard, very trendy word these days. However, it's true. It could be a very vulnerable experience, because as a marketing agency, we want to report good numbers, right? But sometimes it's impossible just due to the nature of the business or the sales cycle being long, etc. So this is an honest conversation that sometimes could be missed. Or could be filtered that that should not be filtered, you know, some things. So it's really digging into sales processes, and it's vulnerable could be actually on both sides, on the agency side and on the business side, client side, right? Because we need to work together as a team to see how you organize your sales, how we can support. So this is just a little bit of a preview. I feel like I'm already going a little bit more into it. I'm getting excited about it. I hope that this gives you a little bit of a taste of what we will be talking about. And I'm hoping that will get you excited too. And speaking of vulnerability and authenticity, which are essentially synonyms to branding, branding, culture, so that will be one of the topics, of course, because as we say, the future of marketing is branding. This is where it all begins, and this is the steering wheel of your whole marketing platform. So we'll be talking about all the platforms, all the systems, all the marketing tactics collectively, because there is no such thing as just web design or just SEO and or just PPC. And this is something, of course, actually, again, fun fact, when the agency was founded in 2008, SEO and PPC were our first offerings. And we quickly realized that we need to offer more to our clients. Our clients really dictated what should be added to our offerings and our services. And by the way, business development and business management and marketing from a business management and development perspective, this is one of the topics that we discuss a lot internally. So I definitely see this being one of the topics on the podcast as well. So, and in terms of marketing strategy, and when we look at our offerings as a system together, so that will be one of the things we will be discussing when we talk about web design or PPC or SEO. We won't be talking about just one tactic separately. We always will be circling back to your business goals and to all of these programs working together, because that's what we see, what that means to really understand that the future of marketing is branding, because everything collectively, who you are, what you are, what you do across all of your marketing platforms, that really sends a strong message to your clients, and this is what should be addressed first before implementing any marketing program or build a new website. So this is probably one of the favorite things that we love doing. But of course, I'm not going to discriminate any of our services or any of our team members, because everyone is really passionate about what they do, be it marketing or design or web design, branding, or having all the strategies and reporting and all of that together. So I think that's it for today, guys. I hope that gave you a quick good idea as to who we are. And did I say that we are in Vancouver? Or I did not. So we are located in beautiful Vancouver, Canada, and we're super excited to launch this and to hopefully have a conversation with you guys to make our content more accessible to our existing clients and to our potential clients or potential new cucumbers. Perhaps you are listening and you will think that we're cool enough to join our team at some point. So this is what it's all about, to start the conversation, make information and our content accessible, to connect with you guys a little bit better and a little bit more, to build the relationship, because this is what it's all about, marketing and building something together requires that connection, because it's not possible just to read a creative brief and say, okay, you know what, we understand, we get you. And so, and vice versa, we want you to know us a little bit better. So thank you for tuning in. What I would like to invite you also to do is to check out our website, cucumbermarketing.com, and go to also our Instagram if you feel compelled. It's cucumber_marketing, or if you go to our website, there are links to all of our social media platforms. We do see that Instagram will be a good bridge to our conversation. That after you listen to a podcast, if you feel like sharing something and continuing the conversation or providing feedback, we would be super grateful if you do that. Go ahead and comment on the last photo in our feed on Instagram, and we will be super excited to connect with you and have this conversation. Lastly, as mentioned, this was a very spontaneous decision. We are big believers in iteration. So we'll see what happens. Thank you for listening and keep it cool.